Good morning. I'm glad you could be with us today. We're going to pick up today in our study on the minor prophets, major truths. And today we're going to look at the book of Haggai, a short two-chapter book. We're going to predominantly look at chapter one today. In fact, we're only going to look at chapter one today. But I want to start this morning by asking you a question. If I were to tell you today that I knew the Lord would return in 30 days, what would you do? Well, the first thing you should do is tell me I'm crazy and I'm a heretic, because Scripture tells us that no one knows the time or day. But for the sake of my illustration, for the sake of my question, if you knew that God was coming back, Jesus was returning in 30 days, how would that change your life? What would you do with your life that would be a radical change from how you're living now? I would think for most of us, there would be some change. For many of us, we'd probably want to make radical change in our lives, because oftentimes our priorities get messed up as we live our lives in this world. Today's message is entitled Establishing Priorities, and it's from the book of Haggai. We're going to look at verses 1 through 13. But before we do that, I want to give you a little bit of background to when this takes place. The book of Haggai takes place during the time of Ezra. So if you go back and read Ezra, about chapter 5 of Ezra, and I can't tell you what verse off the top of my head. I don't want to try because I'll get it wrong. But you'll see what's going on in the book of Haggai referenced in Ezra. So Haggai has three prophecies in it, three very distinct and dated prophecies. So we can actually tell exactly when Haggai, the message, the prophetic message he gives, when it actually came. Now, what you have to understand as well when looking at this book is that 50,000 or so Jews were allowed to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. This happened at around 536 BC, and they were actually freed from Babylon to go back and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem in Judah. And they were sent there to rebuild the temple, and they began the task, and they built the foundation of the temple. But after a couple of years, their zeal for doing this, their enthusiasm had faded. And they had decided to stop what they were doing. Now, as that all took place, the Samaritans, their neighbors, offered to help them. Because that's actually what the decree from the king, from the Babylonian king, was, that the neighboring peoples should help. And the Jews actually refused that help. And it actually caused the Samaritans to lobby against the Jews in building the temple. And at this point where Haggai's prophecy comes in, about another 14 years has passed. So we're now in around 520 BC. And Haggai brings his message to the Jewish people. Now, as we go through this today, we're gonna look at four things that we can learn from Haggai's message. The first thing we see in Haggai's message, which comes from verse 1 and 2, but we'll get to that in just a moment, is that the Jewish people, they took their focus off of God. They took their focus off rebuilding the temple. Now, you have to understand, the temple was the place that the Jews would go to worship God. So if they're not rebuilding the temple under Jewish law and under Jewish practice, they really couldn't worship God. So by stopping rebuilding the temple, they were really stopping worship. So their focus had changed over those 16 years. Their focus was no longer on God. Haggai chapter 1, or Haggai. I knew I was going to do that at some point. I've heard it pronounced both ways. Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says this. On August 29th of the second year of King Darius's reign, the Lord gave a message through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Jeshua, son of Jehoiadak. I knew I was going to mess that one up too, the high priest. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. The people are saying, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. So the people here have decided for themselves that it's not the time to rebuild God's house. It's not the time to rebuild the temple so that they can worship. You see, their focus on God has dimmed. They've stopped focusing on what they were actually sent there to do, which was rebuild the temple so they could worship. Now, I want you to remember throughout this message that these are really, really good people. These are people that if they were around today, we would probably consider them believers. They actually chose to go back. They chose to go back to Jerusalem. And understand this, many of them had never been to Jerusalem before. When we say go back, the Jews had been in Jerusalem, but a lot of these people were actually born in Babylon. They had never seen Jerusalem. And yet they heard God's call and heeded God's call and went back, or went for the first time to Jerusalem. They would have been considered true believers. So understand, we're not talking about the non-believer here. We're not talking about the person who really didn't want to serve God. We're talking about people here who wanted to serve God so much that they actually left their life in Babylon, which was probably a pretty good life, and went back to a foreign land to them in order to rebuild God's temple. But yet, they still lost their focus. I'm going to ask you the question today. Do you do the same? I know there's times in my life where I do the same. I think as believers, as Christians, we all have those times in our lives where we lose focus on God. Much like these Jews who went back to rebuild the temple had lost their focus on God. When they lose their focus on God, it's probably because of the next thing, but it at least leads to the next thing, which is they put their focus on themselves. Haggai chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says this. Then the Lord sent this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruins? Again, let me read that to you again. Then the Lord sent this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruin? You see, the people, the Jews who had gone back to Jerusalem to build the temple, had stopped building the temple and began building a life for themselves. Now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with building a life for ourselves. But our main focus, our first priority, must still be God. And yet, these people have gotten so caught up in living life, in doing life, as we would say today, in forging the good life, that they've put their priorities there. They've put their focus on themselves. They've forgotten what they were sent to do in the busyness of everyday life. They've forgotten their purpose. It's pretty simple. It's actually pretty easy to do. Again, oftentimes we deprioritize, I don't even know if that's a word, God, because we're prioritizing ourselves, because we're prioritizing what we see in a tangible way. It's very easy if we're not looking for God to lose sight of Him. But it's so easy to throw our priorities on what we see: our job, our children, our spouses, our family, our friends, our work, any number of things that we can see in front of us oftentimes take priority in our lives, and they take priority over God. You see, we're much the same as these Jews in that we take our focus off of Jesus and put our focus on our lives. It's quite simple. It's quite easy to do. And oftentimes we do it. That's why I asked that question at the beginning. If you knew you had 30 days to live, would your priorities change? Or sorry, if you had 30 days till the return of the Lord, would your priorities change? I know there's certain priorities in my life that probably would, if I'm being completely honest. And I think all of us would say the same thing today. Because it's so simple to stop focusing on God and start focusing on what we see here and now in front of us. So we tend to do the same thing. But here's what happens when we stop prioritizing God, when we stop focusing on God and our purpose that He's given us, and we start focusing on ourselves and our own purposes, is as the Jews here did, they missed out on God's blessing. We often talk and we often ask, and especially when we're in times of turmoil, why is God not here to bless me? We have to ask ourselves in those times, am I fulfilling the purpose He's called me to? Because we're all, according to Scripture, called to a purpose. We're all called according to His purposes for us. And when we don't live in those purposes, that's when we tend to miss out on the blessings of God, as did the people here in Jerusalem, these Jewish remnant. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. It says this: "This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Look at what's happening to you. You have planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but are not satisfied. You drink, but are still thirsty. You put on clothes, but cannot keep warm. Your wages disappear as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes." And then in verses 9 to 11, we expand on that just a little, where it says this: "You hoped for rich harvests, but they were poor. And when you brought your harvest home, I blew it away. Why? Because my house lies in ruins, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, while all of you are busy building your own fine houses. It's because of you that the heavens withhold the dew and the earth produces no crops. I have called for a drought on your fields and hills, a drought to wither the grain and grapes and olive trees and all your other crops, a drought to starve you and your livestock and to ruin everything you have worked so hard to get." This Jewish remnant has gone back with a purpose to rebuild the temple. And yet all they're doing is rebuilding their own homes, their own crops, their own fields. And so God has withdrawn His blessing on them. In fact, God has sent a drought to them to the point where their crops are withering, their cattle are starving. And it's all because they've walked outside of God's purpose. what I want to see here is that you to see here is that if you want to walk in God's blessings, you need to walk in God's purposes for you. If I want to walk in God's blessings, I need to walk in the purpose He has for me. I have to live according to God's guidelines in the Word. I have to love my neighbor as myself. I have to love him above all else. I need to be willing to hear his voice and follow his direction. That's where the blessing of God comes. When we focus on ourselves and stop focusing on God, when we prioritize ourselves and stop prioritizing God, we walk outside of his blessings. Because God wants to bless us. Some of us, I think, sit around thinking sometimes, why does God not want to bless me? Well, sometimes we need to look at our own lives and say, why is God not blessing me? And look for the answers. Oftentimes, the answer is our priorities are messed up. We've put the priority on the wrong things. And that's not to say we have to be these people that think about nothing but God all the time. But in everything we do, we need to think about God. There's a difference there. We're not continually focused, God, 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 and nothing to do. We can't focus on God so much that we don't go to work. There's an example for you. Or we can't focus on God so much that we neglect our families. But as we go to our workplaces, we need to consider what God wants. As we lead, as we live in our families, we have to treat our families the way God wants us to treat them. He needs to be the priority that leads everything else we do. It can't be, well, we're going to do this and God come along and bless us. It's got to be God lead us, and then he blesses us as we follow. I don't know what those hand gestures really meant, but they meant something to me. But here's the really good news. Just as this remnant is not doing their job, God sends Haggai with a message to call them back into doing and into fulfilling their purpose. They have a chance to change. They have a chance to turn back to their initial purpose, to turn back and get working on the temple. Verse 12 and 13 says this. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of God's people began to obey the message from the Lord their God. And when they heard the words of the prophet Haggai, whom the Lord their God had sent, the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the people this message from the Lord. I am with you, says the Lord. They have a chance. They have a chance to change. They have a chance to get their priorities back in line. Focus on God, and he'll bring all the rest back into place. And when they do that, guess what? The Lord says, I am with you. His blessing upon his people is restored. That is such wonderful news. And it's good news for us today too, because we have that same chance to put our priorities back in order. We have that same chance to begin to prioritize God ahead of ourselves. And when we do that, His blessing will flow into your life and my life. We can live our lives putting God first. And when we live our lives putting God first, guess what? We don't have to worry about anything because God will take care of it. We don't need to focus on ourselves and all our problems and everything that's going on, because when we focus on God, He's going to bring everything back into order. We can focus, when we focus on God, we know we're okay because we know He loves us and He's going to take care of us. Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to go there. And I should have marked this in my Bible. Matthew 6 and verses, we're going to read from verses 31 to 33. But I would recommend you go back and read the entire from verse 19 on to get an idea of what we're talking about here. But in verse 31, Jesus says this, "So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will I eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." That is exactly what Haggai is saying to the Jewish remnant. And Jesus has said that to us. When we seek God's kingdom first, when we act righteously because we know it's right in His eyes, He'll take care of the rest. He loves us. He'll take care of the rest. Just like when Jesus came and died on the cross, He took care of the consequences of our sin. And all we need to do is turn to Him and invite Him into our lives. Maybe you're out there today watching this and you've never accepted Jesus, but you want God's blessing. Well, that's a great place to start. Follow Jesus. Turn to Him. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to help you prioritize God over yourself. It's quite simple today. All it takes is a little prayer, which we're going to say in just a minute, together. But invite Him into your life. Prioritize Him. And everything else will fall into place. I'm not saying that means it's going to be easy. I'm not going to say that that means you're not going to have to stand in faith at times when things come against us. But in that, we can understand God is with us at all times. If you want to accept Jesus today into your life, just repeat this little prayer after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving your life for me on the cross. Thank you that you rose again and are seated at the right hand of the Father praying for me. Thank you. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins and help me to serve you and honor you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a long time, maybe you've gotten away from Jesus, we want to know about it. We want to help you through with this decision. We'd ask you to take your phone and text the word love to the church phone number, which is 416-267-1189. Again, 416-267-1189, and just put the word love there, and we will be in touch with you to help you on this journey. But if I go back to our original question today, if you knew you had 30 days, for those of us who are believers, what would change in your life? If you can say to yourself today, nothing, Praise God, you're on the right track. But if you say to yourself today, I would need to get my priorities straight, you can do that today. That begins here and now. Just take the steps to prioritize God and put ourselves in the background, because He wants to take care of you. He wants to bless you. Let's pray.